Teresa Whitty and Jed Nyflot in the studio with us during our Rural Solutions Technology Update show. Rural Solutions Incorporated, downtown Madison and Milbank, South Dakota. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
How's the Milbank store doing over there since the grand opening?
We've been doing good. Business has increased. People are starting to know that we're there and what we do. And and we just welcome people to come in and check out our place if you haven't yet and see what we are doing.
That was one of the best grand openings ever over there in Milbank.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
The cupcakes from Isaiah Tuckett.
That's right. Oh, yes. It was good food.
You had popcorn. You had food.
Yep.
A lot of people were there when I was there.
It was a really good turnout. We felt really welcomed into the community.
Good. So Rural Solutions Incorporated expanding. That's what we like.
Yes, we are. Yes.
All right. Jen, what are we talking about today? What's the subject matter?
Well, since we have been building our own custom computers recently, we decided to talk about the different parts of a computer to basically try and demystify what's in there, so people get a better understanding of
what's in the magic box.
Yes, what's in that magic box that makes things happen.
Demystify, I like that term. Did you come up with that yourself?
Or? I did, because to me, I was always really impressed, like, oh, people build computers? That's amazing. It seems so hard. And, you know, you do have to know what you're doing, but seeing the guys build them in our shop, it's really just amazing watching the process happen.
Yeah, that's right. Teresa, maybe some of our listeners don't know, but you started building your own computer.
We did. We weren't happy with what was coming out of the
big chain stores.
Yeah, the big developers of computers. Yep. And so we decided that we could do it better. And I dare say we are doing it better. We have some awesome computers that we're putting together for people. And we're making sure that all of the parts meet our standards.
Yep. And I know you're talking to John, you've got some big orders from businesses to order your computers.
Our conference room that you like so much, it has been full of computers.
That's
I tell
good.
You, it has been good.
Yes. Yes.
So, Jen, we're going to talk about building a computer from scratch.
That is correct.
And what's in it?
Well, first off, the most important outside part is the case.
The case. And I think that some people...
Or the box.
The box.
The box.
When I say, you know, bring your computer in, they don't know what I mean. You know, there's the monitor, and that's what we see. And some people think, do I have to bring my monitor, my keyboard, and my mouse, and all the cables and everything? Is that my computer? But actually, the case is what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So, but you can buy a case without anything in it.
Yep, that wouldn't work.
That's where it starts.
Yep, and so, I mean, even with the case, you have different options with how big you want it to be. Mm-hmm. We've been putting lights in some of them, so they have those fancy LED lights or see-through cases, so you can actually see the parts inside. So, really, we can just tailor all the parts to what you want.
Talk about the lights. What do you mean? Just for show?
Yeah, okay. Just for show, yeah. They gamers like them a lot of times. Or you know,
they blink and go on and off? Or
they can,
different?
Or you can just have this nice glow, like a neon glow coming from your computer.
Awesome.
Yep.
Good.
So inside the case is what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
So, Jen, tell me some parts that you know are in the case.
All right. So inside the case, I know we have the hard drive. And that is what stores everything on your computer. That's where most of the memory is. And we've actually been putting in solid state drives because they're more dependable, they're faster, there's not as many moving parts as on a hard drive. So that's really one thing that's been working well for us is those solid states.
Remember when you turn on your computer and you hear that spinning noise?
Yep.
That's the hard drive physically spinning. There's a disk in there that's spinning and the computer's trying to read what's on there.
Oh, wow.
And the solid state drive, I actually don't know what kind of magic makes that work, but we'll just call it computer magic.
Okay.
But there's no moving parts in there.
Oh, there isn't.
So it's a little longer lasting.
A lot quieter, too.
A lot quieter, absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
So that's the long-term storage. Mm-hmm. You have a bigger hard drive. You can store more data.
Is that where the memory goes?
That's the long-term memory.
That's the long-term memory.
Yep, if you save something to your computer, you're usually saving it to the hard drive.
Okay. Yep. Now, is this on a on a motherboard or anything like that?
Right. Well, the motherboard is another part of
the
computer. And that's that circuit board that you see. It's, you know, usually like green and it's got a bunch of little, looks like a little city, I always think, like a road like a road map, and they're kind of pretty. And that's the circuit board.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everything comes into the motherboard and goes out through the motherboard, just like a regular circuit board.
It's kind That's of where everybody talks to everybody in the motherboard, okay?
Yep, and so then the next part is the CPU, which is the central processing unit.
Often and called the processor.
Processor, also, and that's basically the brains of the computer. It executes the commands for all the different parts. It says, we're going to do this now. It's what keeps your whole computer running.
So if you have a faster processor or a more expensive or a higher grade processor, you're going to do things faster on your computer. You know, when I say, well, your computer's thinking, you know, I always say that when you see that little circle going around or, you know, when it's
spinning.
Working or spinning, that's the processor thinking. It's like the brain.
Okay. And that's called, what's that called again, Jen?
CPU, okay. Central Processing Unit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, this is fascinating.
I don't think a lot of people, some people will say, well, should I bring the CPU in? Because they think that the tower or the case and everything that's in it is called the CPU. There's just a lot of misunderstanding of what parts are what. Okay. So
we also have the RAM, which is the short-term memory. So it's what helps you do more things at one time. The more RAM you put in, the faster the computer is.
So did you ever have more than one window open on your computer?
Always.
Always. Some people have a ton. And the more RAM you have, the easier it is for the computer to keep track of all the things you're doing, because that's all stored on the short-term memory or the RAM. So the RAM doesn't actually like store things. That's, again, for the hard drive. That's the long-term memory. But the RAM allows the computer to do what it needs to do.
Okay.
In the short term.
And you want a lot of RAM.
Yep.
Or I do anyway.
We also have the power supply. So that's basically just taking power from the wall outlet to the computer. Obviously, without that, it wouldn't work. So we have to put our own in there.
And that's a lot of times when you have a storm, a lightning storm, and your computer goes out, the power supply got too much charge and the power supply died.
Okay.
And so a lot of times when there's an electrical storm, we replace a lot of power supplies.
Okay. You always want to do a surge protector on that too.
That's right, because that's kind of a buffer between the electricity of the house or the building and the computer.
Okay.
So, and then we've got things like the video card. That's how you're seeing things. You know, most video cards are right on the motherboard. That's, you know, determines your picture. Of course, that works with the monitor to determine what quality of picture you have. Some people that can upgrade that video card, like to do graphic-intensive games or programs.
Okay.
You know, gamers like to have those real good video cards. Most people just get the regular one that comes on the motherboard. And then there's the sound card with the speakers, the DVD, CD drive, the fan, things like that.
The fan is to cool. It has to keep it cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those electronics get very warm working, and so you really want to make sure that your fan is there, that it's cleaned off.
I know a lot of people have their case, tucked back deep, and they never clean it out.
Yeah, a lot of dusty computers that we see. Just kind of like when the repairman comes to do your refrigerator, and they move it, and it's all gross underneath. I don't know, mine is. It's like so embarrassed, you know, but people come in and their computers are the same way.
Just packed with dust or dust mites or whatever, huh?
Yep. So we clean that out, and that just alone helps the computer run better.
Yep, keeps it cool.
Yep.
Okay, keep going. This is interesting.
Yeah, well, that's all the hardware on the computer. Oh, okay. And I think, you know, there's hardware and software. Hardware is something you can touch, basically. Yep. If you can touch it, it's hardware.
Okay.
Software is something that you can't touch, but it's there. It's important. And there's two basic types of software. There's the operating system and then the programs. Okay.
Okay.
The operating system is you've got Windows 10 or Windows XP, Windows 7, right? That's the operating system. And that's what manages everything. It manages the hardware, it manages the software, it makes everything work together. It's what gives the computer the look when you look at the screen and all those different, you know, icons and the way things are arranged. That's the operating system. It's kind of the backdrop of your computer. And the software is basically how we interact with our computers. So tell me something you do on your computer, Paul.
I type a lot. Off a Word.
There's Word is a software. Mm-hmm. It's a software product from Microsoft Office.
That's what I do my Ramo ramblings on, my blogging.
Yep, yep. Blogging, let's say you're listening to a blog. That's software. When you're on the internet, you're mm-hmm. using a browser. That's software. Some software is on the computer already, and some has to be installed, like an antivirus program. You mm-hmm. have to install that software or, you know, Word and Excel, right. Microsoft Office, okay. whatever programs you use. So.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Was that fun or what, Jen?
Yes.
She's learned so much since she came. And somebody asked me, you must have gone to school for this. It's like, you know, I didn't, but you just learn a lot.
You have to pick it up when you're there, and that's what's going on all around you.
Talk about the guys. Mention the guys that build these for you guys. They're geniuses in my mind.
Oh, they are. They are. Well, and they know you can't just take any hard drive and any motherboard and CPU. You can't put them. They all have to have the right specifications, and that's over my head.
Right.
But I do what I'm told.
Who do you got back there?
We got Mike and Andre. We've got Joe until the end of the summer. John, of course.
Okay. Yep.
And me and Jen, and then Michelle's over in Milbank.
Good job.
We got a good crew.
That's right. Good job. So you want a new computer, where's the place to go?
Rural Solutions. Come see us in Main Street in Madison or on Highway 12 in Milbank.
All right. That's the right answer. Right, Jen?
That is correct. You can also call us and talk about these new computers. For Madison, 320-698-4747.
And in Milbank, we've got 605-438-4747.
That was the best ending ever. That's the best closing we've ever done.
We got it all right.
Yeah.
Well, we just walked into it. That's awesome. Good job.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good week.
Teresa Whitty and Jen Neiflot with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.